It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Today we'll celebrate the ending of this year's vegetable gardening season with a visit that declares there's still time to grow a little more, especially if you'll focus on producing some fall season greens in a garden that you can literally tuck under your arm and carry to a protected place. I'm talking about creating a garden of leafy greens grown directly in a bag of potting soil. This type of garden can be grown on top of a bare spot on the ground, or better yet, on a patio bench or table that makes bending and kneeling a thing of the past. Once you've selected your bag garden site, place the bag flat in an area that gets warm autumn sun. Before planting, poke holes through the plastic on a flat bottom side of the bag to facilitate draining. Then place this side down and cut away a rectangular opening on the flattened top side of the bag. Keep about a 2-inch border around the edges of the bag in order to keep the soil contained. And once planted, it will need to remain stationary so you don't disturb the newly planted seeds or sprouted seedlings. Make sure the soil is loose and then plant a combo of seeds for leafy greens. Lettuce, spinach, kale, Swiss chard, and mustard greens make up a good mix and will give you a variety of salads in the cool autumn days ahead. Once planted, provide water and fertilizer just as you would for a traditional potted planting. This bag garden is an ideal way to continue production after your summer plants have pretty much cashed in. And if you don't have a yard available, it's a great way to have a bit of green growing in a small area like a porch or apartment deck. Another plus might be the ability to move your bag garden if needed to incorporate better growing conditions during the autumn season. Just create your initial planting on a movable surface like a tabletop or wheeled cart. Then you can literally follow the sun. Another plus is the fact that the bag garden can be elevated to a bench or table in order to keep it from becoming a lunch counter for hungry visitors like rabbits, groundhogs, or gophers. And this garden in the upper regions could be welcomed by those who love to garden and harvest, but have difficulty kneeling or walking around a planted area. A series of bag gardens on a picnic table surface might be ideal for keeping a fall garden within easy reach. Another plus concerns the lack of need to weed if you're starting with the purchase of a bag of sterile soil. As winter weather makes its arrival in our High Plains gardening area and our bag of gardening soil begins to tire and needs to call it a day and a season, there is one more area that can benefit from this ultimate extension of the garden. After the final harvest, the soil in the bag, along with the roots and leavings of the previously grown greens, can become inhabitants of your compost heap. Thus, it will continue to serve, even into next year's gardening efforts. Some information in this Growing on the High Plains story was gleaned from an article written by Cynthia Domenghini in a year-old issue of a magazine called Kansas Country Living.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.